Hey, this is Dr. Natasha Wyatt with Raising Royalty, where we are raising kings for kingdom things. Team is for family time. Teamwork makes the dream work. Our youngest son loves sports. I mean everything from football to hockey. He will try everything, and my goodness, once he tries, he never stops. I think that he loves sports because of the connections that he makes, and of course, the competition. This little king makes connections with everyone, everywhere he goes. I do not have this skill. It's definitely a challenge area for me. Most of my friends reading this are probably saying, "Who? Not you." However, I'm serious. It's not that I don't like people. I just want to go to the practice or game and sit and watch my kid. But if you are a parent, you understand that this is absolutely not possible. Your kids always bring somebody to you and ask, "Can little Johnny come over after the game?" My first instinct is to say, "Maybe next time," or "Not today." However, our new Parks and Recreation program has come up with a concept called school sports leagues. So now you see little Johnny and little Johnny's mom at school drop-off and pick-up, at practice, and at the game. I mean, this is really annoying for me. I even try and prep my son before everything. I get out the car at practice, games, school, and play dates and say, "Don't invite anybody to come home with us." Does he listen? You guessed it. No, he doesn't. So since I have had a hard time saying no to innocent little children and in this area, I constructed a plan last school year when he started kindergarten. It was the second session of the school sports league right after soccer. I asked my husband to coach basketball. Now, my husband had just finished coaching middle school basketball and said he wasn't going to coach anymore. However, by the grace of God, he said yes. This is when the recruitment began. I mean, it didn't break any NCAA rules, but I did recruit. I started calling all my close friends with kids the same age to join the team. So my son's best friend is my best friend's son. You read it right. So she was the first person I called. We then reached out to some other people we knew at the school, and the season went well. The kids had fun, and I was able to hang with my bestie. So when the school year started this fall, we continued with the plan to keep the boys together and recruited my nephew and his best friend, and the team got even better. At the end of the season, when we were sitting with great friends and having a great time cheering, we noticed it was based on the connections we had with the other parents. We noticed that we were connected to everyone on the team in some way. We were connected either from attending elementary, middle, or high school with someone on the team, and we had developed into a family. The boys have continued to rotate sports from basketball, football, and back to baseball. The connections our children have made is based on lifelong friendships, and we pray that they will stay together. So if you are reading this blog, you will get to know these little faces as they grow and develop into mighty men of valor. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe and share.